This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. 900 REM release from LANL plutonium facility possible. The Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board recently reported that a worst-case scenario for the plutonium facility at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, could result in a release of 900 rems of radiation to a person located off-site. The scenario involves an earthquake that results in the collapse of the plutonium facility, a spill of radioactive material, and a fire that would release radioactivity into the environment. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission describes a lethal radiation dose as, quote, the dose of radiation expected to cause death to 50% of an exposed population within 30 days. Typically, the dose is in the range from 400 to 450 rem received over a very short time, end quote. The worst-case scenario 900 rem dose is roughly double the lethal dose. The board's report is based on new seismic analysis of the plutonium facility known as PF4, done by the LANL scientists in September. The analysis is the latest in a series that have been done over the past two decades to understand the seismic hazard and to design the many fixes at PF4, but it is unclear whether the fixes mitigate a lethal off-site dose. In early January, the board wrote to Energy Secretary Chu about the possible collapse of PF4. In the letter, the board wrote, quote, the large plutonium inventory of PF4, coupled with the facility's proximity to the public, creates the potential for very high off-site dose consequences if the building were to collapse, end quote. The large plutonium inventory is cause for concern as well as the underestimation of the seismic motions. The LANL scientists used ground motions of 0.5 gravity, or G, in their calculations. New research by Robert H. Gilkison, a registered geologist and LANL whistleblower, reveals that the use of 0.5 G underestimates the ground motions by at least half. And the LANL scientists used a Category 3 for the seismic design for the structural upgrades to PF4, rather than the more protective Category 5. Buildings that are placed in the Categories 3 through 5 must meet more demanding design requirements, which are based on the earthquake return period. Longer return periods result in larger ground motions. For Category 3 seismic designs, the return period is 10,000 years. For Category 5 designs, the return period is 100,000 years with larger ground motions. But the LANL scientists have used a return period of 2,500 years instead of the minimum required 10,000-year return period. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, please contact your elected officials and tell them that the threat of lethal doses of radiation to the public are too great. The nuclear weapons facilities at LANL must be shuttered now, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. To support the work of CCNS, please make your tax-deductible contribution at our website at nuclearactive.org.